And that's where we leave the World Service and start our day here on Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Caroline Nichols. There's news, weather and sport coming up, and we look at how the budget affects agriculture and farming businesses. First, our 6.30 comedy tonight is giving the English language an upgrade.
Unspeakable is the show where new words are born.
The word is ap nauseam, that sense of utter sickness when yet again you're inexplicably asked to download an app to do almost anything.
It's also the show in which annoying words are banished.
This needs no explanation.
Polybobs.
And where lesser known words are brought out of hiding.
A seesaw. In Durham, it's best known as a shigshog.
Unspeakable with me, Phil Wang.
And me, Susie Dent.
The shigshog just sounds like you're drunk in the playground.
I'm just going to have a go on the shigshog.
Tonight's 6.30 comedy on BBC Sounds and Radio 4.
Well, now on Radio 4, here's Elizabeth Rizzini.
Thank you, Caroline. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, 31st of October. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Cromarty, Fisher, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High southern England, 1,029. Expected central Europe, 1,027 by midnight Friday. Atlantic low, 1,005, moves east and loses its identity by same time. Low near Iceland, 1,002, moves northeast and deepens. Expected east of Norway, 978 by that time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southwesterly, veering northwesterly later, 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 in Viking and later in Utsiras. Rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Westerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Cromarty, veering northwesterly in North 40s and later in Cromarty. Occasional drizzle later, moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Dogger. Fair, good. Fisher, German Bight. Westerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in northeast Fisher. Fair, good. Humber, west or southwest, 4 to 6. Fair, good. Thames, Dover. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming southwest, 3 or 4 later. Fair, moderate or good. White, Portland, Plymouth. Fast, 3 east, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 2 to 4 later. Fair, moderate or good. Biscay, Fitzroy. Cyclonic, mainly northeast, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in Fitzroy, mainly fair, moderate or good. Seoul, Lundy. Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly, 3 to 5 in Irish Sea in North Shannon. Fair, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin. Southwesterly, 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic later in Rockall. Drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic, mainly southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, veering northwesterly, 5 to 7 later, except in far south of Hebrides. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic, 3 or 4 in North Faroes at first, otherwise westerly, veering northwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Variable, 2 to 4 at first in south, otherwise northwesterly, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain until later, then wintry showers. Good, occasionally poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Southwest by west, 5. Heavy drizzle, 1,700 metres, 1,021 falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by west, 6, 24 miles, 1,015 falling slowly. Lerwick, west southwest, 7, rain, 1,500 metres, 1,008 falling. Lucas, southwest by west, 5, more than 38 miles, 1,019 falling. Bridlington, southwest by west, 3, 1,025 falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 1, 2 miles, 1028. Greenwich light vessel automatic, 11 miles, 1027. Jersey, east by north 3, mist 2 miles, 1025, falling more slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, east by south 4, 1026. Scilly automatic, east northeast 3, 13 miles, 1026, now rising. Valentia, south 2, slight drizzle, 1.5 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by west 4, mist 3 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Malinhead, southwest 4, 24 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday, 31st of October. General situation. An area of high pressure will persist across the United Kingdom through the period, with a good deal of fair weather and light winds expected for most areas. However, weakening fronts will edge southwards into Scotland on a strengthening southwesterly airflow, with a risk of gales in the far north through Thursday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later, veering westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7 later in north. Occasional rain or drizzle in north until later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later, fair good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or southwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, variable 3 or less, becoming westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, easterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast, becoming variable later 2 to 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast, becoming variable later 2 to 4. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable often east 2 to 4. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable, mainly southwest, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Isle of Man, mainly southwest, 3 or 4, veering west or southwest later. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southwesterly 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 3 or 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. Fair, then occasional drizzle. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in the north, veering northwesterly 4 to 6 later in north. Occasional drizzle. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. West or southwest 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 5 to 7 later. Rain, then fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in just a few minutes, Caroline.
Thanks, Elizabeth. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Thursday, the 31st of October. Good morning, this is News Briefing with Caroline Nicholls. The International Monetary Fund has given a rare seal of approval to yesterday's budget. Hundreds of soldiers are helping rescue teams in Spain search for people still missing after devastating floods. In business, former miners welcome the government's decision to free up money being held from their pensions. And in sport, a winning start for Manchester United's interim manager, Ruud van Nistelrooy. The International Monetary Fund has welcomed yesterday's budget from the Chancellor Rachel Reeves. In a rare move, the international financial watchdog backed the increase in investment and spending, as well as sustainable tax rises. The business group says the increase in employers' national insurance contributions will mean firms will have less to spend on hiring and wages. Kate Nichols from UK Hospitality says it's not good news for the sector.
Well, it's definitely going to be painful for hospitality businesses. We're hit not just by the increase in the tax, but more importantly in the halving of that threshold at which it applies. It means that in our sector, it's £1 billion of extra tax that we're going to have to find on the back of this. In practical terms, it will mean that they are going to have to cut investment, they are going to have to scale back on job creation, retention and recruitment, and obviously it's going to impact all of us because we're going to see it passed on in the terms of price.
Emergency teams in Spain are searching for those still missing after floods hit, killing at least 95 people. Hundreds of soldiers have been sent to the Valencia region to help with the search and rescue mission, after parts of it recorded a year's rain within hours. This man says he was lucky to survive.
I work at a gas station, and it was like a river came through. The doors were torn away, and I spent the night there, surrounded by water that was 2 metres deep. I stayed on the top of a shelf. It was the only one left because the rest of the gas station had disappeared.
A study by Imperial College London has found that human-caused climate change has made the 10 deadliest extreme weather events of the last 20 years more intense and more likely. The killer storms, heat waves and floods affected Europe, Africa and Asia, leaving at least 570,000 people dead. The two candidates for the White House, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, have been making whirlwind tours of battleground states as the US presidential election enters its final days. Mr. Trump posed in a rubbish lorry in Wisconsin to draw attention to President Biden's remarks, apparently disparaging his supporters as garbage. Mr. Biden said he'd been talking about a speaker at a Trump rally who described Puerto Rico as an island of floating garbage. But Mr. Trump accused him and Ms. Harris of hating the American people.
I think that the comment made by really both of them, because there are really two of them, about being garbage, maybe 250 million people, they shouldn't be talking. That's like deplorable for Hillary. This is the deplorable for Hillary. And I think